بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran Majeed to perform righteous deeds, which is termed as Al-A'mal Us-Saliha. Saliha means righteous, pious. A'mal is the plural of amal. Amal means an action, a deed. So when you talk about A'mal Saliha, we are discussing and talking about pious deeds, righteous deeds, deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, deeds that Rasulullah has encouraged in the hadith, in the sunnah, that we should perform these deeds. These are the deeds that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانٌ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ عَمَلُهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Three things follow the deceased to the qabrastan. After janaza salah, we carry the mayyit, the janaza, to the qabrastan, to the graveyard. So his family follows, his children, his father, his brothers, and then his wealth, maybe his workers, and at times the person is using his car, his son or his nephew or his brother. And his actions also follow him. Two things return: his ahl, his family, and his wealth, they come back. And only one thing remains with him, and that is his amal. So the amal will be going with him in the qabr. If it is good, then he will benefit in the qabr. If it is bad, he'll be punished in the qabr. Therefore, Yahya bin Ma'in, rahmatullahi alayhi, very great sage, he used to say, إِذَا افْتَقَرْتَ إِلَى الذَّخَائِرِ لَمْ تَجِدْ ذُخْرًا كَصَالِحِ الْأَعْمَالِ. If you are searching for treasures, in other words, in the day of Qiyamah, you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we picture this horrifying scene of Qiyamah, and every person is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is responsible, he has to account for his sins, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is now checking on him, and now he's searching and he's desperately looking for some type of treasures that will assist him and benefit him. He says, you will not find any treasure like salihul a'mal, pious deeds. And therefore, ulama have emphasized that a person needs, and all of us need to develop within ourselves righteous deeds. And how does this come? The very first step towards taking this path on inculcating and bringing about and performing good deeds, the very first step is to have the concern for akhirah. If a person has akhirah in his mind, has akhirah in front of him, that one day I will leave this world, and there is the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward a person for the good deeds he has done, and Allah will punish the person for the bad deeds and evil deeds he has done. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an atom's weight of good, he will see it on his scales in the day of Qiyamah. And if you do an atom's weight of bad deeds, you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good we do, we send forward to the akhirat, we will find it by Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah. Allah never oppresses any person. Whatever we do, we will see it before us on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, the concern of akhirat, that ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, kal qiyamat ki din Allah ke samne khada hona hoga. We will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to account for our sins. Ma minkum illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu. Every person will talk to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah will ask him, why did you perform certain deeds, certain days, certain time? And there will be no person to intervene and assist him on that occasion. Therefore, concern of the akhirah. That is why our mashayikh have given the ilaj and prescription of muraqabah of maut, that a person before sleeping closes his eyes and he imagines maut is now coming to him. And of course then he's buried in the qabr and what is going to happen to him in the qabr. In other words, he reflects on this hereafter. When that happens, a person realizes that he's going to leave this world. He's not going to live here forever and ever, and he has to one day pass away, and then there will be the end of this dunya, and now the alam of barzakh, and then there will be qiyamah, when Allah will make qiyamah take place, then he has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be everlasting life, either in paradise or in hellfire. May Allah protect us from jahannam. May Allah give us jannatul firdaus. So again, concern of the akhirah will then cause the person, it will spur the person on to performing good deeds. So, we have to perform good deeds. Good deeds, as I mentioned previously, has to be in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not something that we regard something to be good, and now we start bringing that, no. That which has been sanctioned, authorized by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has to be done according to the sunnah. And secondly, a person must have ikhlas, sincerity, when he is doing the good action. So whether it is salah, zakat, fasting, hajj, umrah, charity, whatever good deed, a person making dhikr, sitting in a gathering, then a person has to correct his intention. I must be doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we need to now focus on something beyond that. In when just performing an action is just doing some righteous deed, but we need to bring some jaan in that action. Ruhaniyat, spirituality. Like in our salah, we are performing the postures of salah. Ruku, sajda, qoma, jalsa. What is missing is the khushu' and khudu'. That consciousness that we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that humility that should be overwhelming us. When you are bowing down in ruku, picture and imagine we are bowing down to the master of all masters, to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our creator. We're making sujood at His feet, and we are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This khushu and khudu, humility and Allah consciousness has to come into that action that we are doing. This beautifies that action. It's not then just a ritual, a custom, some action that we have done without any life in it. So this must be now our focus. The month of Ramadan is coming. Excellent month to practice and to try and inculcate all these lessons that we discuss throughout the year. Many times we want just bayans and bayans and bayans the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time of action. Whatever we learn throughout the entire 11 months, now focus and bring it to our lives. Bring that jaan in our life when we are into that action of roza. Enjoy making that roza. Enjoy observing that roza. It should not just be a day we just want to pass and we just take as though we are doing a favor to Allah Rabbul Izzat Ma'adallah and we're just waiting for iftar and just waiting for Ramadan to get over. No. Every moment of Ramadan should be relished and enjoyed. In other words, when a person brings this type of Allah consciousness, then the love of Allah comes into his heart, the marifat of Allah. Now he begins to enjoy this roza and fasting. He enjoys tilawat of the Quran. He enjoys zikrullah. It's not just a ritual, a custom. Person does whatever he has to do and it's all over. No. So this is now our focus. Inshallah, Allah give us a tawfiq. In any good action that we are doing, according to sunnah, bring about ikhlas and bring ruhaniyat, the khushu, khudu, nuraniyat in that action. Then we have to ensure that we preserve this good deeds. Muhafaza. It's not just doing it for a couple of days, we fall flat, the josh is gone, and it's all over, and now we're not doing the good deeds anymore. No. We must make muhafaza of a'mal. Ulama have written headings in the different kitab in hadith. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi especially has mentioned Babul muhafaza ala al-a'mal al-saliha. The chapter regarding preserving the good deeds a person has done. So you're doing it not just one or two days, there must be continuity. There must be mudawama. A person does it regularly, consistently. When a person does this, then when he's sick and he's unable to do it, Allah still rewards him. Because Allah knows he's doing it all the time. And now because he's weak, he's unable, he's on safar, Allah still gives him the reward for performing the action without even performing that deed on those days, because he had been performing it in consistency. So bring jaan in that amal, and let us do it with muhafaza. Generally, we concern about doing good deeds. And we forget about bad deeds. So a person is happy, I read tilawat of the Quran, I made my tasbih, I read my salah. But what about that multitude of evil deeds that's in our lives? Ghiba, backbiting, slandering, arguing, having malice in our hearts, cheating, deceiving, casting lustful glances at haram. It is a common disease. And therefore, the person has to now focus on even eradicating bad deeds from his life and replacing the bad deed with a good deed. So we explain about the importance of bringing good deeds, and that is when a person has consciousness of akhirat, then he will do good deeds, and I explain the whole procedure and the importance of bringing good deeds in our lives and how we should do it. Now, also we should concentrate on evil deeds. We should remove these evil traits and characteristics and habits and evil deeds from our life. We must eradicate them from our life, from our soul. So a person is casting lustful glances. He's looking at haram, pornographic material, the internet, social media, WhatsApp. You look at the status, whatever it is, and suddenly some haram thing pops up. Now each time you are enjoying that is haram. You are actually casting a lustful glance at something which Allah is becoming displeased with. Allah is becoming angry with. We don't realize the seriousness of those sins. You know, there was a person, a great tabi'i, by the name of Rabi' bin Khuthaym, rahmatullahi alayhi. Rabi' bin Khuthaym, rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was a tabi'i. He did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born in that era, but he did not get the chance of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he comes into the category of a tabi'i, but a very senior tabi'i. But he would frequent the lessons of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would spend time learning from the discourses of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and it is mentioned he spent approximately 20 years in his company. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentioned to Abdullah to Rabi bin Khuthaym rahmatullahi alayhi, O Rabi, had Rasulullah seen you, he would have loved you. Had Rasulullah seen you, la ahabbak, he would have loved you. And this was because of his piety, his taqwa. We spoke about wara' last week. And he had all these beautiful qualities, and the concern and the consciousness he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching him all the time was of that level that the moment any ghair mahram, any female went past, he would lower his gaze. And there was a group of ladies who went past, he lowered his gaze to such an extent that he dropped his chin right to his chest. Whenever he went to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he would knock at the door. Then the slave girl of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who was serving Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, would come to open the door. Rabi bin Khuthaym rahmatullahi alayhi immediately would close his eyes and look down. She would actually believe that this man is blind. And she would tell Abdullah bin Mas'ud, your blind friend has come. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud would say, no, he's not. Abdullah bin Mas'ud didn't realize who had come. He would say, it is Rabi bin Khuthaym rahmatullahi alayhi. That was a level. Today, if somebody does that, we call him orthodox, we call him different type of names, and we say, what is, live in society and enjoy society. We don't have to behave like that. This is incorrect. We have to follow the golden teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come with me. So a person has to eradicate evil traits from his life and change that bad deeds into good deeds. When a person is sick, a person, Allah save us, fractures his leg or his hand, what does he do? Does he sit with that? Immediately he goes to the doctor, takes an x-ray, gets an injection. A person is unwell, goes to the doctor, gives him medication, prescription, and the doctor is seeing to him. And after a few days, if the patient is still not coming right, he phones the doctor, Doc, I'm not feeling too good. I don't know what's happening. Doctor calls him back to the surgery or visits him at his home and administers more medication, etc. And sometimes we feel uneasy. So we go to another doctor, we go for a second opinion. So when we are unwell, physically we are unfit, we've got a problem, a sickness, we would ensure that we would eradicate that illness. We'll make every endeavor and attempt to now get better. A person has some problem with his car, he takes it to the mechanic, is in the dent, takes it to the panel beater. You got some appliance at home, it's not working, you'll take it to some person who will fix it. In all the things in the world which does not function properly how it should be functioning, we make every effort to make it function correctly and to let the thing work in and function properly again so we may have maximum use of it. In the same way, the spiritual life that we have, the soul that we have, the amal that we have, if the amal goes bad, it is important now we need to rectify, and this is called islah. So we have to make islah of our bad deeds and change it into good deeds, and islah of our amal is salihah, preserve that amal is salihah, bring the jan into that amal is salihah, that we are improving it. We are not just sitting on a certain level each day. Each day we are now trying to beautify the amal and make it even more better, and so that we may become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are perfecting our salah. We're making ikmal and itmam of that action. Our tilawat, we are beautifying our tilawat. We're improving on our recitation. We're improving on understanding the Quran. We're improving in how we discharge our zakat and sadaqah. All these amal require islah if we have the consciousness and the concern of akhirah. Now once a person is worried now about himself, and I need to better my and improve my life, and I need to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person becomes preoccupied in eradicating evil deeds and bringing good deeds and preserving those good deeds in his life, he will have no time to point fingers and search for faults of other people. And if a person is pointing one finger to some person, then what do they say? You're actually pointing three fingers to yourself. Now when he's preoccupied in rectifying his own deeds, لِيَحْجُزْكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ مَا تَعْلَمُ فِي نَفْسِكَ, Rasulullah has mentioned, the uyub that you have in your own self, the weaknesses, the deficiencies, the faults, the errors, the blunders that you have in your own life, the vice, the evil, the sins, you should be preoccupied in that. It should be such that now you are concerned about yourself to that level that you have no time. It stops you from pointing fingers and finding and searching for faults of others. We're very quick in finding faults in society, but we don't look at our own faults. So time has come where, of course, Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahi al-Munkar, that is in his place. But we need to now focus on rectifying and making islah of ourselves. And when we do this, then we will find ourselves, our lives improving. Our iman will increase. Righteous deeds will get tawfiq of getting, doing more and more good deeds. Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi, and he was so concerned whenever any person came and asked him for forgiveness, and Hazrat, I want forgiveness. What happened? He said, no, I made you a ghibah. So Hazrat will ask him, okay, tell me what you said about me. And the person is embarrassed. He says, Hazrat, I'm asking you for forgiveness. Hazrat, I've forgiven you. I made you maaf. But please tell me what ghibah you made of me with this intention, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi would ask. Perhaps that thing that you spoke about me is definitely a weakness in my life, and I need to remedy the situation. You and I, if somebody makes ghibat of us and he comes and asks for forgiveness, okay, tell me what ghibat you made of me, we become more angry. How could you say this about me? Never ever thinking that maybe I do have this weakness in my life, and therefore this prompted the person to talk ill of me. What he did is wrong, it is haram. But let us look ourselves, and you find people like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, would address the community and the public and tell them, if you find something wrong in me, then rectify me and show me. I'll be happy if you show me my aib. So as the Tanwir rahmatullahi will get happy if the person showed him some weakness that was in his life so he may remedy it. In fact, sometimes he would give a talk and the topic would be such an illness that he felt he was guilty of himself, and if he found that weakness in his life, then he would speak about that so that the reality hits him and it dawns upon him and he may rectify his life. We have to rectify our life so that when we reach Allah Rabbul Izzat, we must reach with this clean slate, not with a page full of marks and blemishes and tarnished with evil. We must go with a clean, polished heart to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person becomes so occupied that he doesn't find faults in others, and then whatever ilaj is prescribed to us, we go to mashayikh, to ulama, and they tell us, okay, this is the problem you have, then this is what you should be doing, then listen exactly like how we listen to the doctor, or to the mechanic, whoever we're going to, and we ask for consultation and he gives us some prescription or he tells us this is what you should be doing, we follow that very rigidly. Like that in deen also, when we are shown a tariqah which is according to Quran and Sunnah, and the person has knowledge, true sound knowledge. We have people today who think they have knowledge, they have not gone through the whole effort of seeking knowledge and making mujahada. So we just go to any person and we Google something and anything that pops up and we'll just now follow that. That is incorrect. Go to the people of ilm. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So when we an ilaj is given, then we practice and we bring that ilaj, that remedy in our life so that we can rectify the deed. There was a Nawab. A Nawab was a very, very senior person of authority in India. They had Nawabs. Even higher than a mayor. And some Nawab were very, very concerned about the deen also. They were pious. There was one particular Nawab who writes to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat, I wish to come and spend some time in your khanka for Islah because I find I have kibar and pride in me. So he's writing the letter to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he's telling Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, I've got pride, I've got this bad ailment, this spiritual malady, and that is pride. I'm going to come to your khanka and I will, when I come there, I will put the shoes of every person, I'll put the shoes right. Like how we come to the masjid, instead of putting it on the shoe rack, sometimes people just keep it outside and it causes taklif to people. So he says, I will come and I'll put it in a line, I will keep it neat. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali, you know, look at this, this is Hakimul Ummah. If somebody writes that to us, we say, oh mashallah, such a good, imagine Nawab Saab, and look at his humility. But Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali sense in this, that you are the sick person, khud mariz hai, and now you becoming the tabib also. You are sick, but you are also prescribing the medication and ilaj, and you are telling me that you will come to my khanka for Islam, but this is what you're going to do. And Hazrat Thani Ramatullah could sense in that you still got kibar. In fact, your pride can increase. How? That the Nawab Sahib will come and he'll start putting people's shoes right, and amongst the people in that khanka would be great ulama, scholars, and ordinary people, and people of prominence, whoever. And they will look at Nawab Sahib and, hey, mashallah, Nawab Sahib, what a great job you're doing, huh? Look at your humility. What will happen? Now, instead of gaining humility, people will praise him, he'll become swollen-headed, and pride will increase in him. Therefore, Hazrat Thani Ramatullah tells him, you're going to come to my khanka, you come as a mariz, as a sick person. I will then prescribe an ilaj accordingly. If I feel you must put the shoes right, I'll tell you that. If I feel you must sit on my cushion, I'll make you sit on my cushion. You should not then dictate to me what you want to do. Similarly, ilaj is shown to us, follow it rigidly, inshallah there'll be benefit for us. There was one Nawab. He came to Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali, and he comes with his khadim, his servant. Now he wants to take bayat to Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali. So he comes with the servant who has a nice big tray of sweetmeats on his head. Some barfi and magaj and laddu is brought as a hadiyah for Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali. So the servant is holding this tray, heavy tray on his head. The Nawab Sahib is walking in front. They come to Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali, they make salam, sitting there. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali knew this Nawab Sahib is coming now to take bayat, but he saw this incident that now he made this khadim carry this on his head, and he himself is now coming for Islah. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah now decides to make his Islah in a very beautiful diplomatic way, and he tells this Nawab Sahib, okay, let the khadim go and you just hold on to this tray and let him carry on. Now he has to go back home. So now the Nawab Sahib is taking this tray, he's holding it, and he lets his servant go back home. Now how long is he going to hold the tree with his two hands? So then he's forced to put it onto his head. He's come for bayat. People are watching. Look at his Nawab Sahib. He's got this big tree on his head of mitai. Hazrat Thani Ramah said, Mujhe abhi kuch kaam hai. I'm very busy. Main mashghool ho. I'll see to you just now. And then he finishes his work. He said, you know, I need to go to a certain place. So you join me. We just got to go a few places. You join me. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali is making his Islah. Now, somebody does that to us, we become angry, what type of person he is, what type of sheikh he is, what type of alim, he's got no understanding, and look how he's ridiculing me, and how he's... No. These people knew exactly how to make ilaj. And these diseases of pride,
anger. These are serious diseases we have taken for granted. Believe me, we have not understood the destruction it is doing to our ruhaniyat. Time is catching up with us. Life is coming to an end, and still we have not remedied ourselves from these diseases. Hazrat Ali ibn Abdullah deliberately walks through the marketplace and he goes through the streets. He has some work and he sees to whatever he has to do. But the Nawab Sahib is carrying, walking behind Hazrat Thani ibn Abdullah, hurrying behind him. He's got this big tree on his head and everybody is watching. People are saying, oh, look at Nawab Sahib, look at Nawab Sahib. Small children are laughing at him and he's trying to deck his face. And he finally finishes all, Hazrat Thani finishes his work and he comes back. By this time, that pride that he had is completely gone from his heart. Now humility has come into him. Nawab Sahib realized that the type of life he lived, full of pride and arrogance and making people just serve him. Now he had to carry the thing on his own head. He realized what it was. And this melted him. This was his spiritual ilaj by that time, in short period of time, to a great level that pride was now being removed. So Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq and hidayat, concern for akhirah, improve our good deeds, eradicate evil deeds from our life, and be concerned about the faults that we have instead of finding people, other people's faults. Get the right ilaj and become serious in making our islah. The month of Shaban is on our doorstep. May Allah give us barakah in the month of Shaban. May Allah make us see Ramadan in the most easy and beautiful way. We're full of afiyat and sihat. Allah remove all the difficulties that the ummah is going through and all the fitna that we are going through. Allah give us a beautiful, peaceful Ramadan of serenity, tranquility in such a Ramadan that we gain such proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the month, in that month we become true lovers of Allah, and even after the month of Ramadan we maintain, in fact we go higher and higher spiritually right till maut comes to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم علي غناكم معافر ما ملي خطاكم معافر ما يا الله forgive us completely ما يا الله Allah, make us become righteous servants, may Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of doing a'mal salihah, ya Allah. Help us to improve our a'mal, may Allah. Allah, remove from our hearts and our lives bad deeds, may Allah. Allah, don't make us commit sayyi'at, ya Allah. If we do commit any wrong, ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah, make us live a life that are full of piety and taqwa, may Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, brighten and shine, make our hearts polish and shine. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawla. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single guna we committed, my Allah, in the darkness of night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, that we did amadan, khata'an, knowingly, Ya Allah, mistakenly, Ya Allah, unintentionally, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, afiyat in dunya. Give us rahat, sukoon, chain, my Allah. Give us salamati, salamati of our a'da. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, spiritually make us make our heart become sound and healthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us have weak hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become cowards indeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become stingy people, my Allah. Do not make us have malice in our hearts and kibar and pride and anger and jealousy. Ya Allah, give us a qalbi saleem, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of your iman. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasireen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Those who are maqroos, who have debts, my Allah, help them to fulfill the debts, my Allah.
Those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa-e kamil. There are so many who are not well, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah, in hospitals, at home, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you are Shafi, shifa is in your hands. Grant them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqil, gaim. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabr-e jameel. Give us more to the iman, more to the Madinah Sharif, buried in jannatu al-baqim, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy quote of water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, O Palestinian brothers and sisters, my Allah. Days and days have gone past, months have passed, my Allah. Ya Allah, Mubarak, months are coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan is coming, my Allah. Ab tu raham farma, karam ka maamla farma, ya Allah, izzat, nusrat wala maamla farma, send your ghibi nusrat, my Allah. Help them. Grant them victory, my Allah. Defeat the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, unko zaleel kar dijiye, Allah. Humiliate them, my Allah. Destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring back their homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've lost so many people from their families, my Allah. So many have become yatim and widows and they've got no families, my Allah. But my Allah, you are with them, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. You make the hifazat, my Allah. Like that, my Allah, there are so many others in the world who are suffering, my Allah. Remove the suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have, ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-ghammu, farrij al-hammu, jib da'wati al-mutarrina idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, make them the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Protect them from all types of fitnas, my Allah. Make us be qaim on deen, my Allah. Protect our madaris, our masajid, my Allah. Our khankas, ya Allah, our tabligh jamaat, ya Allah, all our organizations, ya Allah, whoever is doing any good work, my Allah. Ya Allah, he may be doing something simple, my Allah, but ikhlas, ya Allah, accept all our amali salihah. Give us mazid tawfiq of doing more good deeds, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama wal hazirin ghaibin sabki du'a qabul farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.